brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. This is our first new show being recorded in 2022.
I'm going to bring it up again. We don't discuss the sexy time. We don't discuss everything good in life. I still enjoy the sexy time. You men are getting old.
I know your wife. Trust me, that is not the good.
Well, I enjoy it. She doesn't have to.
There is nothing good there. Poor woman looks like, you ever seen one of those hostages when they rescue them from like a bank robbery? Yeah. You remember that pizza guy that had the bomb strapped to his neck?
Yeah.
Same look. Yeah.
You know, please,
somebody help me.
It is recommended to go beyond 4 seconds. She's not that quick.
Fine.
The quickest monkey wins. So, well, as always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Oh, and now 3 a.m. They got rid of all those old shows.
Ancient Hungarian basket weaving at 2 a.m.? Yep.
They got rid of them.
Best thing. We're number one.
Yeah, we're number one at 2 and 3. So, yep. Well, this is Made Man Bob. Joining me today, our Made Man Brent.
Always a pleasure to be here in the basement. You've upgraded things a little bit. We have a table now.
Well, it's not really a table. I mean, it's a piece of plywood and a couple of sawhorses, you know. And good old boy Harm.
I don't even know what to tell you. It's 2022. I'm happy to be here. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be alive. I'm happy to be drinking with you guys.
It's not 20 and it's not 21. Yay. That's all I can say, man.
The meme I saw the other day, when you realize that 2022 is pronounced 2022.
Yeah, well, hopefully 2022 is a better year and we don't have to deal with all the same garbage we've been dealing with. So, you know.
As punishment for your desertion, it's company policy to give you the plague.
Hopefully no longer in 22. And good old boy Justin.
Good morning, Bob. All I can say to 2021 is don't let the tourists hit you on the way out.
But he has lost his taste.
Never had it.
You're assuming he had it.
Never had it.
Yeah. Don't let what hit you?
You'd have the tuchus. No, that is Yiddish for.
I know.
Don't let the door hit you on the tuchus
on the way out.
Yeah. He's missing one part of that line.
I'm missing a lot more than one part.
Yeah. Well, again, he had COVID, and you know
you can tell.
You know what they're talking about, that brain fog thing.
Yeah. I said that before too.
He said his taste came back, but we know better.
Are you kidding? COVID was an improvement on his taste. Yeah. Again, unfortunately, it went through his house, and he says he got it back, but the woman that was with him, unfortunately, she has not gotten it back yet because, well, she's still there with him.
It's okay. Some of the special notes from last year are going to make a reappearance today.
Oh, okay. Well, that works.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I was trying to work in Tuchus fog in there, but
Tuchus fog. Oh, yeah. Yes. That's next.
That's if you
it's a whole
if you
year
eat too much chili. There's plenty of Tuchus fog.
Oh, yes. Exactly.
Right in the toilet. We're at
vault.
4 minutes and 15 seconds straight in the toilet. All right. So our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and pretty much anything else you can drink. And today is a whiskey episode, so here's the whiskeys we're going to be tasting today. From the folks at Lucky 7, we have the Proprietor Single Barrel 6-Year. It's barrel number 14. We have the Proprietor Single Barrel 14-Year. It's barrel number 28. From the folks at Diageo, we have the Blade & Bow 22-Year. And from the folks at Beam, we've got the Booker's Bardstown Batch 2021-03 release and the Booker's No Strangers Batch 2021-04 release. We also have from them the Baker's Exclusive Selection 11-Year 8-Month-Old. From Heaven Hill, we've got the Larceny Barrel Strength Batch C921. That's the last batch of the year. And then from folks at Brown Foreman, we've got the, well, the folks at Brown Farm. From Jackie, which, you know, she's the one that's making it. From Jackie Zycan, we've got the Brown Foreman, the Old Forester 117 Warehouse K. It's the second release of that one. So we're going to have Justin tell us all about our sips ratings.
Okay. I have the guy from Coming to America in the barbershop.
You do? When is he coming?
Eddie Murphy's not here.
Yeah, that's bad.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth. Ay.
Wow, that's just...
Two sips. Nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Hmm. Interesting, but what was this again?
It's just me, or does he sound like Bela Lugosi?
No, remember, he has no taste.
That's true.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
He's Eddie Murphy trying to do Billy Crystal, but he's doing both badly.
You know what it really sounds like? It sounds like if you cross Bela Lugosi with Liberace. Is what I'm getting out of it. It's just not working. Okay.
Well, they did that in the 70s. The experiment was canceled.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I mean, you couldn't let like something like that live. You know. All right, we're four in. Let's go.
Five sips. Oh my! I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness! Yes.
Not buying it.
Yes. Oh god!
Yes.
No.
What I need is I have fun storming the castle. Somebody's got that sound. Don't you have it in the computer somewhere? Have fun storming the castle. No, I can't do it.
So the man is sitting there. He's eating the soup. He says, Vader, come try the soup. He says, what's wrong with the soup? No, come try the soup. Come. Hey, what's wrong with the soup? Try the soup. All right, where's the spoon? Aha.
Bobby, you did it better than I did.
Aha.
Give you that.
Yeah. Bastard.
Yeah, but they butchered the joke.
Bastard you.
Better deliveries. Let's just.
All right, so let's move on to our first whiskey, and we're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. So our regular listeners should be familiar with the Lucky Seven Spirits, as we have discussed their products in prior episodes. They were all really good in the prior episodes. So the company was founded by college friends Michael Lahilla and John Pals. It was their mutual love for the cinema that led them to name their company Lucky Seven in honor of the infamous Lucky Stage 7 on the Warner Brothers lot. In keeping with the movie theme, each bottle has a functional movie ticket front label, which you can peel back and scan the QR code to view a short film made to name each of their releases. And that's always, we talked about that before.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Right, we did that. You know, it was very neat. So this one here is the Lucky 7, the proprietor, single barrel, 6 year. It's barrel number 14. It's 60.4% ABV or 128 proof. There's 2,500 bottles. So number of the barrels times X amount equals 2,500 bottles. We have barrel 14. This has a nice 80s penny copper color to it. It's on the nose, I get cherry, orange, vanilla, a little pepper. Man, this is just I'm loving the nose. I don't even know if I want to get to the palate on it, but on the palate, I get this beautiful creamy mouthfeel. It really coats your, it coats your entire mouth. You get some you get a little pepper up front, even some vanilla. You get a small hint of cinnamon. You get cherries, some toffee. And what I love about this, the finish doesn't stop.
Yeah,
it just goes and goes and goes. And every time I taste it, I get another layer of something. You know, and I just keep going back to it. This is so pleasant. I don't know why. I'm glad that they did this, is what I can say. I want to go back to it. I want to search out bottles. I want to find it.
I actually agree with a lot of what you said, but that doesn't jibe with what my original notes, because this is the first thing I tasted with any alcohol today, you know, being not a lush.
Liar.
Anyway.
Today started at midnight.
And it really, it burnt my tongue. And I thought the proof was too high at 120. It didn't
and the I got without water. It's super floral, and there was like notes of almost. It was like so high in alcohol, it was almost got like acetone notes. I did not get your cherries at all. I got yellow fruit. I got light honey. I thought the palate was weird and watery, and then all of a sudden it became astringent. Again, my first sip of anything today. Now I'm coming back to it after tasting everything, and wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's just, yeah.
My palate's been acclimated to this high proof.
That pepper you hit right away. It hits the pepper right away, but then it just like dies off, and the creaminess just overtakes your palate. That's what I like about it.
It never went creamy for me. It's still astringent. And the long finish is absolutely stunning. But what I've done now is added some water. I'm not doing it again. But did any of you add water yet?
Oh, yep. Sure.
No. Yep.
Sure. Watch me wave it over the top.
I walk in the room and whisper, water.
We're in Florida, surrounded by water on three sides. How much do you need? I mean, come on, dude. So what'd you think, Jason?
So on the palate, I got a really nice heat, and then there was like a solid sweet tart note, and I thought it was really cool. I mean, I'm just grateful these guys didn't throw this into a blend. I'm glad they released it as a single barrel.
Well, he says sweet tart now because he asked us, what's that candy that's sweet and tart? And then he stared for a minute, and we all waited for him to go, oh, yeah. Nope, didn't come. He said Smarties.
Starting off the year slow, like every year.
Do they even have Smarties in America?
Oh, heck yeah.
So Smarties?
Oh, yeah. Smarties, yeah.
They're just M&M's.
No.
So little chalk tablet things.
So. Oh, no, those are not Smarties.
It's
Smarties,
like a Tums they from made Cadbury. Into a candy
they're,
or something.
They are M&M's from a different company. Those are... What we call Smarties in Canada.
I added some water to this, and the nose just really popped with the water.
The nose was already there, but it got bigger with water.
With the water, yes. The palate stayed the same, but boy, it's hard to beat this.
No, I think it needed the water, definitely.
We'll be back and finish talking about this.
Yeah.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing the latest release and the folks at Lucky 7, the proprietor's single barrel 6-year, it's barrel number 14. I don't know if we can really say much more about this one. I mean, it's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, I can't.
It did take the water for me to get Brent's.
I can't add any more to it than what you guys have already said. I mean, it's really, really great. So we're going to be rating the Lucky 7 proprietor 6-year a well-deserved 5 sips.
What a way to start out the year. That's excellent.
First, it is a great way to start it off. And it's surprising because we really had no idea, you know, prior to opening this bottle, what it was going to be like.
All right. Well, we're going to have Harm tell us about the next one from the guys at Lucky 7.
Thanks, Bob. The Lucky 7, the proprietor single barrel 14-year, barrel number 28, came in at 66.55% ABV or 133.1 proof. There's 2,500 bottles produced from this private barrel. Is that correct?
Well, there's single barrels, but there's a number of barrels. So this is barrel number 28. So there's at least 28 barrels that they made, and they're all single barrels. So
that 2,500 bottle is not this barrel.
So, right. So I believe they all came from the same place, but they're all going to be very similar. They're all going to be very similar to each other. So we're doing the barrel number 28, just like we did barrel number 14 on the first one.
Yeah, I was just confused as to how you get 2,500 bottles out of a barrel.
Right.
That's 2,500 bottles from that batch.
Yeah.
Right. But all single barrel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I wanted to mention straight up front, when I looked from far away, every glass on this table, we have 8 glasses in front of us, looked the same color. And then Brent made fun of me, said, "You're going blind. Look, compares number 1 and 2. And okay, so I picked up 1 and 2, and there's a huge difference. So barrel number 2, sample
it's hard
number
for him
two,
to see through those bloodshot eyes.
Well, after 120 proof, the first time. Anyway, this is 133. This is much darker. But then I looked at the others. They are all the same damn color. This is the one darker whiskey we have.
Right.
The rest are that burnished copper with a little red gold going on. This one is an old tarnished penny. This is the only one. The rest are all the same
color. This one goes back to the 70s on the penny color.
This is a tarnished penny. It's got that oil from being passed around from so many people's fingers. And the nose, let's see. So this is without water. I got rich cocoa, vanilla, and cherries. And I just keep smelling it. I keep coming back to it. Now it's had about an hour's worth of air since we first poured it, or maybe a little bit more than that. And it's cherries and chocolate and a little orange and tobacco. And something sweet, something like it's not really brown sugar, it's not honey. What is that sweet note, guys?
Well, there's tangerine in there.
Is that tangerine?
Yeah, it's undertone of tangerine, under the brown sugar.
Yeah, you have no taste. I can't trust you. Will somebody else say that?
Nobody trusts me. I'm a lawyer.
Yeah,
that's true. And then on the palate, I felt it was like kind of a medium body. And let's give me a little sip here, real quick. But then it starts up medium on the weight, but it coats your palate so well. I think this is I like the palate on this much better than the 6-year-old. You like the 6-year-old better, huh, Brent?
I definitely like the 6-year-old better.
No.
This one, yeah.
No, we disagree here. This is the one that speaks to me. And it's black cherries, toasted oat, and chocolate. And the finish is super long, just like the one you had, the one that you talked about was the very long. This is even longer. This is even longer, dude. This is gorgeous. And this is without water. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of oak and vanilla. I got the cherries. I got the hint of citrus, the peppers, a little bit of tobacco on it. A little bit of a burnt butter, a little bit of a burnt, like a burnt sugar butter on it, you know, that for that sweetness.
That I'm all in for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I.
Oh, and with the water. Oh, my God. Did you try it with the water?
I did. I just did.
Water.
I just did.
It.
But I just love the creaminess of that first one over this one. Don't get me wrong. You can't go wrong with either one of them, and you know, because they're from the same company here, it's hard not to compare them one to another back to back.
No, I would never, you know,
right?
If these are these are women in your bed, you're not kicking either one out.
No,
these are sexy women.
No, right, exactly.
I mean, unless you want to preserve your marriage, then you may have to just not go in the room.
Right,
just don't. Sorry, I can't go there.
Maybe even
blend. I'm still married. I still love her. I can't come in here.
You're gonna get canceled by somebody else in the whiskey business. First off, you have to assume there's a woman that would even want to talk to your mangy.
Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is fantastic. I know you really love that barrel, that 6-year-old, but I think this 14-year-old is where it's at here. Barrel number 28.
I think it's gotten better the longer it's sat open.
Yeah,
to be honest, I do think it's gotten better.
And I think this got better with water and adding
water to it. Also,
it's stepped up a whole notch for me. What'd you think, Justin?
I think this is one you open up the beginning of dinner and just drink it with dessert.
Don't touch it. Right. Don't touch it during dinner at all. Right.
Yeah.
Open it up, have another drink of something else, and then come back to this one after you're done with dinner.
We got a little rule back home. If it's brown, drink it down. If it's black, send it back.
It's a very sweet bourbon.
Racist.
You wouldn't know it was 133 proof.
Well, it's got kick to it.
I thought this was smoother than that 120.
Yeah.
I thought this was much smoother than that 120. Mm. And I'm not like one of those like, oh, it has to be smooth. I mean, what does even smooth mean to people these days?
Yeah, this drinks like 115 to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I get the cocoa. I get the cherries.
It's got that rich mouthfeel that makes it better.
Yeah. The sweetness I get, I think it's almost like a coconut flake. You know, like unsweetened coconut. Yeah, you're getting that little bit of coconutty to it, but it's not overpowering and it's not sticky sweet.
Once Harm said cocoa, it's like that really. It's like a magic stuff.
Like those Christmas magic bars, you know, they got that cereal and the butter and the coconut. Well,
coconut is very much prevalent in American oak, that flavor.
You know, hot chocolate, Ghirardelli hot chocolate.
It's not quite that, but it's close. It's a little more bitter.
Like you.
I'm quite a bit more bitter.
Yeah, that's
I spent
true.
Most of the last 2 months of this 2021 in the hospital. So
yeah, we are underselling you. You are Mr. Bitter. So
I'm bitter.
All right. Well, I don't know, guys. This one stepped up a whole another level for me in the last an hour. So we're going to be rating
rating.
We're going to be rating the Lucky 7 Proprietor Single Barrel 14 Year Barrel Number 28. A well deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, I thought it had a long finish when we first opened the bottle, and now I go back to it, and the finish is five times as long. It's still going.
I mean, you could flip a penny between the two of them and decide which one you like best. I mean,
oh, they're both fantastic.
That's an 80s penny and a 70s penny, and the color difference.
What can we say? I mean, everything we've gotten from the guys at Lucky 7 so far. I mean, they're
I don't
they're
want
new
no
to
bright
it.
Shiny new penny. I want me some old pennies.
But all the stuff we've got from so far has been fantastic. They've got somebody there that knows what they're doing, and they're blending and they're sourcing. So you know, hats off to them. So
yeah, thank you guys.
Let's go on to our next one. We're going to have Justin tell us about that.
So now we're going to talk about Blade and Bow 22 year. It's 46% alcohol by volume, 92 proof. Blade & Bow pays homage to the history of Stitzel Weller Distillery, opened by Pappy Van Winkle on Derby Day in 1935. Probably the only guy working on Derby Day. Pappy used to hang 5 keys on the door of the distillery office, representing the 5 keys to crafting bourbon: grains, yeast, fermentation, distilling, and aging.
And marketing.
Yeah. And marketing, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. 6, yeah.
Blade and Bow is named after the 2 parts of the skeleton key, the blade shaft and the bow. I thought that the color was pretty light for a 22-year product. On the nose, I got vanilla, spearmint, jelly beans. I found the palate to be creamy.
Jelly bean is not a flavor.
It is to me.
Remember, they make earwax flavored jelly beans.
So. Right.
Well, that's only for Harry Potter.
Yeah. This is like the generic jelly bean, unflavored.
So sugar.
Sugar. Well.
Sugar.
Yeah. Sugar.
No, look, I'm sorry. I'm giving you guff. I didn't want to say anything more PG.
No, he has no taste. Remember that.
No, really. It's about sense memory. This reminds him of jelly beans. It's a valid tasting note, and I'm sorry I insulted you. See, I'm trying to start 2022 better. Like, working on my karma.
You're a complete bastard, and we'll hate it.
It's not helping. It's forget it. It's not helping.
Yeah. I'm transparent in my motives.
No, it's not. You're not getting any better. So go ahead, Justin.
I found the palate to be creamy, good mouthfeel, and the finish was medium long. What did you think, Bob?
I enjoyed this one. It's definitely, I mean, it's got that funk to it. You can tell it's got the age on it. It's, and you can also tell this was probably on the very bottom floor or whatever Rick House this was in, because at 22 years, you know, it's rare to have a bourbon that will survive 22 years, much less be good. And
is it a weeder like the rest of the Stitzel Weller products were?
I believe so.
Yeah.
They don't get into a lot of details. But it's got a lovely nose to it. It's very, very, it's very finessed. There's, you know, it's very, very ethereal. There's a lot of layers to it. It's the first two were both, you know, whack you in the face. This one is the one that's just stroking the back of your neck and tickling your ear and telling you that you're not as homely as you really are. This one's really, really nice.
This one's trying to seduce you. The other ones are... They've got the job done already.
This one's trying to seduce you. The other two were trying to jump you. Yeah. It's got a lovely palette on it. It's got that old school funk on it. I've got a little bit of butterscotch in the back. Lovely. I mean, absolutely lovely. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah. You would never, ever pick this as a 22-year-old.
Oh, no.
I mean, if somebody gave this to you.
This had to be bottom floor, dead center of the rick house.
You would be 10 years off minimum if they gave it to you. There's no way that you pick this. And I love the old funk on it. I mean,
that's the only thing that tells you it's got age is the funk.
Right. And but sometimes, you know, if you have an older, some of these older bourbons, you have that old funk and they're not, you know, and they're 10, 12 years. So. That's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of a nice old turkey or something like that.
Oh yeah,
high praise indeed.
You know, that's what it reminds me of, an old wild turkey. But boy,
see, you confuse me. We're coming out of the holidays. I'm thinking, I don't smell any like game bird here.
Okay, wild turkey.
Yes. Okay.
Old wild turkey. You know, so that's what it reminds. It's or you know one of those old Japanese turkeys. So. That's what it reminds me of, but I enjoy it very much so. So,
I have got nothing much to say, man. You guys did a good job on this. What happened was to me, I think the water brought out more of this nose on this.
Oh,
it didn't really need it. 92 proof, it doesn't need it. But with a drop of water, it brings out some cracked pepper. So on the I thought the palate was medium body, lots of vanilla. Cracked black pepper and bitter herbs came out. A little salty caramel. It's quite fine. It's a different whiskey.
It's
than the
very
other
very elegant. Yep. It's very very elegant and very well done. Again, it's like Brent said. If you gave this to somebody and said guess the age, the average person, if they don't pick up on that old funk, and it's not a heavy funk, it's very very light. If they don't pick that up, they're going to probably say they're going to say 8, maybe 10 years tops. It's very well done. We've done the regular Blade & Bow on the show in the past several years ago. This is the first time we're trying the 22 and I you know, hats off to them. They did a great job. I mean, it's really, really lovely. So we're going to rate the Blade & we're going to give the Blade & Bow 22 year, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So we're going to move on to our next one, and that's the Booker's Bardstown Batch 2021-03, 62.75% ABV, 125.5 proof. It is 6 years and 5 months old. The Booker's Batch that we're having honors the birthplace of the sixth generation master distiller Booker Noe, along with several other generations of the Beam family members. Booker was born in Springfield, Kentucky, but spent a good amount of time in Bardstown visiting friends along with his grandfather, Jim Beam. After going to college, he moved to Bardstown full-time to join the family business. He lived in Bardstown for more than 50 years and was well-known in the community for his infectious personality. He was a pimp, man, let me tell you. He was one of those. It's like hanging out with Jimmy Russell. You just spend 5 minutes with him.
He's the one who always had the ham in the trunk?
That one, I don't know that story. But it wouldn't surprise me.
I think that's the Booker story.
And he was the big host. He used to have huge parties at his house. He'd make barbecue and pour a whole bottle of Booker's over it. That's what we had down here. Is he was known for serving his country ham in the backyard. So, but this expression here, let's get to it. Again, it's got a beautiful copper color to it. On the nose, you definitely get the Beam peanut. It's got a
roasted peanut.
It's got a creaminess.
This is not green.
No, it's got It's got a creaminess to it. It's like if you take a can of Planters peanuts and you open it up that first time and take that smell, it's got that beautiful, and it's got a very creamy nose. It's a little sweet up in the tip, but that is actually blowing off a little bit now that it's been sitting here open for a while. And on the palate, I get some char up front. It's got some nice spice to it, mid palate, a little bit of oak, a little bit of vanilla. Got a nice finish to it.
I'm chewing on it.
medium. Yeah.
Oh, you have to chew on. You have to chew on this one.
Yeah.
You have to. It's just.
You need to spread this one around. Anything it's, with it's the, a Booker's. You know, I mean,
Booker's. You have to chew. You got to get that Kentucky Chew going.
I mean, it's Booker's, and there's a lot of people in this hobby that can literally trace the first day that their eyes opened and they got into it. The first time somebody gave them a Booker's. A lot of people, you know, like, what got you into the bourbon hobby? Well, I was at this place and somebody pulled out a bottle of Booker's. I mean, it's, you know, it's been around for a long time. I think it was 88 when it came out. It was 84 for Blanton's. I think it was 88 was Booker's. And I think 92 was Lash Craig. Yeah, I think it was 88. But a lot of people can trace back their start and their whiskey journey to this. So, you know, fantastic. What do you think, Brent?
Yes, I love this. On the palate, it was a huge pepper bomb to me. I got a lot of pepper right off the front. What? Yes.
Are you smoking crack?
No, I have no. I have no taste, just like Justin.
There's no pepper here.
You know,
he was right with the roasted peanuts.
I'll right. Oh him, yeah. The yeah. Oh, the peanuts is goes without a doubt. That's and then the vanilla, the oak and stuff. But the
it's pepper, a little more muted than your. Baseline.
You know what?
Right.
Booker's.
You know, I'm just apparently I'm a pushover and susceptible to any suggestion because now I'm smelling the black pepper. But to me, it's cinnamon. I get cinnamon.
Oh, no. Yeah. There's a lot of cinnamon.
On the palate.
Yeah.
Right. I got the pepper right off the bat. And then I got the, and then all the other flavors came in after that. So it was, that's the first, the first note that came to me.
Yeah.
What do you think, Justin? It.
I think it's a very sweet expression, and it drinks very hot, but most Bookers do, and that's not a bad thing. I would say wood predominates on the palate, and all the notes of vanilla, caramel, oak are under that.
Yeah, it's a classic Booker's. It's a little bit muted, you know, if you go by the baseline. For me, it's a little bit on the more quiet side, but... You know, extremely well done.
I don't think it held up to water either. I just put some water.
No, I don't think it held up to water. But
you should try this without the
water. But straight up, it was delicious. So we're going to be rating this batch a well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
And we'll be back.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished talking about the Booker's Bardstown batch, 2021-03. We gave that a well-deserved three sips. And we're going to be going on to our next one. We're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. This is the Booker Nose Stranger Batch, 2021-4. It's batch 4.
No strangers.
No Booker's, no strangers.
N-O-E.
Booker's no strangers batch. It's a 62.2 ABV, 124.4 proof. This is 6 years, 6 months, and 12 days. The fourth release of the Booker's Bourbon 2021 collection is Booker's Batch 2021-04, No Strangers Batch. This batch celebrates the genuine social nature of Booker No and the way he could turn a stranger into a friend for life in no time. His knack for making friends carried into his work as well. He wouldn't leave a bourbon event until he shook hands with everyone that wanted to talk to him.
That's a fact.
Oh,
that's, you know, a fact. That's a good rule of thumb, because you don't want to shake the hands of people who are like trying to leave and he's like, you're shaking my hand. I'm coming over there. No, none of that. See, he had boundaries. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, so we listen to
this. Nowadays, you don't know.
As punishment for your decision, it's company policy to give you the plague.
You've already played this one.
I know, but it's, nobody wants to shake hands anymore.
Fist bump.
So he listened to the stories from every customer he met, and just like that, he became a fan and a friend for life. So the nose on this one. Now, usually all the bookers are completely different, but to me, this one seemed almost like identical to the Batch 3, but on a more muted tone.
Seriously?
And a little bit sweeter.
And it's a little bit honestly, sweeter. Honestly, for me, now that it's set out, it's flipped.
I think he's wrong.
It was muted before, but now it seems to have opened up.
Now it's, and I just added some water to it and stuff, but I get those peanuts on the nose.
I'm glad he's enunciating today.
Yeah.
Because earlier he was not enunciating. Yeah. It was just bad time.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you don't want those things on your nose.
Mm-hmm. Well,
a little bit of pepper.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not judging. In fact, I'm sometimes grateful.
Yeah. I mean, I get a lot of the same notes as the previous batch. I get the vanilla, the oak, the little bit of pepper. I get a little bit of sweetness to this one that the other one didn't have. So these were probably the two closest for me that I've had of two Bookers back to back, you know, but mm-hmm. Just for me, you know, when I've had one, I had another, it's like, you know, they
taste different.
Right. They very much different from each other.
What'd you think?
Two are very close.
What'd you think, Justin?
So I had the Elmer's glue note again, but went away.
From Justin. Yeah.
I got raisins, white pepper, gorgeous spice on the palate, vanilla, caramel. The wood's light on this one. And it just keeps getting sweeter on the palate as it goes. And the finish was medium when I started it. Now when I hit it, it's long.
Yeah, the finish on this with the air has expanded hugely.
Yeah, I agree with you guys both. Not so much the Elmer glue. I mean, I got red and yellow fruits. I didn't get as much peanut when I first tasted this whiskey. It's still on the palate, but on the nose, I didn't smell it. It's not roasted peanuts like the first one.
It's a lot less. It's a muted peanuts compared to the first one.
Well, a smaller.
Flaccid peanuts.
Smaller peanuts on the nose.
Okay, there's the call from the guys at NPR. All right. So moving on.
Talk about legumes here. What you talking about?
All right, so we're going to be rating the Booker's No Strangers Batch 2021-4. Four sips.
Yeah, this was definitely better than the last one. For me, personally. Yeah, so.
Well, it was...
Even though it's more muted.
We had it the other way. Yeah. But they changed over time.
I disagree with you guys from the beginning.
That's the thing. I was right, and now you've come around to my
All right, Mr. Bitter, tell us about our next whiskey, and make it quick.
Oh, God. I didn't even write any notes. We're six whiskeys into an 8-whiskey trial. I've not been drinking for a month. All right, Baker's Exclusive Selection, 11 years, 8 months old, 53.5% ABV, 107 proof. Bakers generally are 107. This is the Baker's Bourbon was created by master distiller Booker No in 1992. It's part of the original small batch bourbon collection named after Baker Beam, his grandnephew of Jim Beam and master distiller at the Jim Beam Claremont Distillery for 38 years. The newest expression of the Baker's line, the Baker's Exclusive Selection, is made from extra aged single barrel Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey collected from some Baker Beam's favorite warehouses on the James B. Beam Distilling Company campus in Claremont, Kentucky. The color's the same as the others we were talking about. On the nose, I was hard pressed to find the nose on this, and then Justin started talking. And I was like, Justin, you're a crazy man. But Justin, you were right. It's cornbread. It is jalapeno cornbread, spice, oak, and orange peel. And oh my God. Wow. Yeah, I thought maybe I'm just thinking about my wife's black-eyed peas last night. We had, you know, January 1st, black-eyed peas. We're recording on the 2nd, by the way. Black-eyed peas, collard greens, cornbread. And this is cornbread and jalapeno. Just a hint. And it's beautiful. And on the palate, quite nice. Long, elongated palate. Covers it. Great pepper towards the back. I want more of this, and I wasn't expecting to like this Baker's as much as I do, even though I think Baker's is probably the most underrated whiskey from the Beam portfolio.
But I wasn't expecting this one to hit me as much as I did. Brent?
I agree. It's very nice. Good medium finish. Standard Baker's.
Medium?
A nice medium finish. I don't think it was long. I got all the stuff, the cornbread, everything. Enjoyed it. It's just what you said. So, Justin?
This is the most complex Baker's I've ever had. Not only to have the cornbread, but I got rosemary, vanilla, grass, menthol. I got really rich, complex nose, and the palate was really pleasant too. Big cream soda note that was pretty cool.
I want to make fun of you, but you hit cornbread, so I can't. Yeah. I can't do that.
Well, I actually got like dulce de leche, like creamy sweetness, and then I got some citrus. It's got a great exhale on it. You know, honestly, best Baker's I've ever had. You know, fabulous. Really well done.
So I got to look out for the exclusive selection of Baker's.
Oh, and they're going to be releasing these, I believe, from time to time. So the new ones will come out and they'll be different. So that this is the 11-year, 8-month, and we're going to be rating it a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Yeah, back in the day, Baker's was always 7-year-old, 107 proof.
So we're going to have Justin tell us about our next whiskey.
So we're going to talk about Larceny Barrel Strength, batch C921. It's 61.3 alcohol by volume, or 122.6 proof. No, I did not do the math. Read it right off the page. Following the traditional coding system established by Heaven Hill, the first letter of the batch number indicates what year the bottle is released, starting with A, while the second digit is a number that determines the month of the year that the bottle was released. Third and fourth digits indicate that year. The Larceny Barrel Proof C921 is the final batch of Larceny Barrel Proof for 2021. This was definitely the best Larceny Barrel Strength I've ever had. I got really nice caramel, cedar, creamy notes on the palate. It followed through with that creamy, gentle mouthfeel. Usually Larceny is pretty dry. It's good, but it's dry. This one defied the stereotype. The finish was medium. The longer this sits in the glass, the better it gets. What'd you think, Bob?
I got leather. I got chocolate. I got dried cherries. This is definitely, I think, the best batch this year. And I think last year was the first year they did Larceny Barrel Proof, but this is definitely the best one of this year.
Would a whiskey advocate give this one a bunch of accolades or something? I don't remember.
I really don't pay attention to what other people rate it. So what do you think, Brett?
Yeah, I enjoy this. This is a great staple product for Heaven Hill that they've come out with. And it's one that, you know, that you're going to go on and pick it up off the shelf, and you know you're going to like it every single time you get it.
I think they should just make Larceny Barrel Proof,
As a retailer, I just want to interject that in 2022. Brent, you're not going to find the barrel strength batch Larceny on the shelf, maybe behind the counter.
Yeah, I understand that. Honestly, but I think
they should just stick to making Larceny Barrel Proof because it's just
it's so much better
than regular ones. But then again, I say the same thing about Elijah Craig. Elijah Craig's great whiskey, but the barrel proof is just
they each have their own purpose.
Yeah,
and you know this is
not everybody does barrel proof.
Right. Not everybody. A lot of people do mixers and stuff like that. And so you need things like the regular Larceny, the regular Elijah Craig and stuff for the mixers.
Oh, if I'm throwing a mixer in, I want to mix the barrel proof.
Yes.
Animal. Go away, you tasteless heathen.
But it's a great product.
He's not wrong, Bob. Sometimes you want if you're making a great cocktail, you want to start with the higher proof version.
No, I'm pretty sure he's wrong. I'm pretty sure he's wrong.
Start with the higher proof version. So stand up to the ice.
We're going
to
be giving our score for the Larceny Barrel Strength Batch C921 is going to be a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Great job on that batch, guys. So we're coming into our last whiskey of the day. It's the Old Forester 117 Warehouse K Batch 2. It's 55% ABV, 110 proof. The second release of the 117 series Warehouse K. The Warehouse K was constructed in 1953 and uses the time-honored tradition of heat cycling and has been one of Old Forester's favorite places for single barrel expressions. This one was blended by master taster Jackie Zykan, who's fantastic. I mean, just a real great lady anyway, but doing a fantastic job over there. This represents liquid from multiple floors and locations within Warehouse K, and this was, unfortunately, a Kentucky-only release. So, you
so have, Bob, I noticed you're sauntering through this read-through, whereas I caught getting the hurry-up thing sign, or whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, we need to move because we're running out of time. So
8 whiskeys. Okay, go ahead. So I want to just, before you do your note, the heat cycling, doesn't everyone do that?
No, not everybody. Not everybody. Some people are just straight rickhouses. Some put heating elements in there to, you know, heat it up in the winter and cool it off. So not everybody does it. Buffalo Trace, most of theirs, I believe, pretty much all of theirs, I think, are heat cycled.
Okay.
So
I didn't realize.
So this one's got, on the nose, it's just, to me, it's those fried cherry pies when you were a kid that you would get at the convenience store. There's that pastry note. There's that sweetness. There's the dark cherry on it. Now on the palate.
I couldn't afford the dark cherry pie when I was a kid, Bob. I had the red cherry pie.
Well, your mother doesn't love you. We've went over this time and time and time again.
That's just like a proven fact.
Did you have red drink for breakfast? Yeah.
Red drink.
He didn't even get red drink. We had
tea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now this one's just, I mean, it's got a beautiful palate on it. There's a bunch of layers to this one.
It is layered. Gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm getting a pile of flavor out of this. I mean, I'm getting brown sugar. I'm getting toffee. It's got a nice mouthfeel to it. It runs over the tongue real well. What do you think, Brett?
Yeah, that fried cherry pie, that pretty much nailed it.
Yeah.
You know, you can add this, you can add some of the other stuff in there, a little bit of tobacco, pepper.
Maybe not the healthiest flavor on earth, but damn it, I like a fried pie. Oh, man,
those were good, you know.
God bless Buc-ee's, they still make fried apple pie.
I'm not saying Bob's a smart man. I mean, he is a lawyer, but he has flavors down. He knows that fried cherry pie. He's a
remember
savant.
When you could still get a fried pie in this country? Damn it!
That's just why they have the home version of deep fryers.
It's just sad that all you can get this in is Kentucky, and the rest of us are going to miss out on it. Except for so.
Oh, you know, there's cheap
take a trip
flights
to Kentucky.
I know. And, and what are the chances of finding it if you do make a trip? So
well, it depends on when you're there, I guess. Yeah.
But overall, this is just a great product. I can't wait for them to start doing this on a nationwide level and stuff. Just
I don't think they could make enough of this for nationwide. You think they could?
I think she's good enough that she could do something.
She might not get quite this, but I think she could probably blend something up similar. You know,
right. That's a lot of whiskey you have to use for nationwide supplies. This is so good.
Okay, then hell with it. Just Florida.
Florida-only release.
Kentucky, Florida. Right, our next release will be Kentucky and Florida.
Our next release will be Kentucky and particularly South Florida.
Fort Lauderdale
in the corporate offices of Sip, Suds, and Smoke. So, you know, that would be fine by me. I really wouldn't complain about it.
I believe the show is actually out of Memphis, but whatever.
Well, that's the home office. That ain't where we at. So
we're the satellite office.
We're in the basement of Florida.
Yes, we'll send up what's left to Tennessee. It's fine. Yeah.
No, we won't. Let them get their own.
They're close. They're next door to Kentucky.
Are they sending us any beer from there? No, they're not. So
let me tell you, Mike and the gang up there, good old gal Juliana, you guys are doing some great beer shows. Thank you. I'm finding a bunch of new beers to drink.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of new stuff. We just did the coming attractions for 2022, and they've got some interesting stuff coming. But what did you think about this one?
This is absolutely marvelous. That's all I have to say.
That was just standard.
Let me tell you, darling, this is wonderful. And it is much more important to look good than to feel good. Let me tell you this.
I'm glad we brought Billy Crystal back.
Look marvelous.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Billy Crystal?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. 100%. So
let's pour one out for Betty White.
Yeah.
Took 2021 out with her.
She was a gangster, man.
She jumped on 2020 and said, "I'm taking you out with me." She
used to drink decades in show business.
Yep. She used to drink her cereal with whiskey. Come on.
I mean, how do you beat that?
How do you beat that?
No, you don't.
Well, we're going to rate the Old Forester 117 Warehouse K Batch 2 a well-deserved 4 sips.
Classified. Cheers, gentlemen.
And
cheers.
We're going to rate Betty White.
Oh, my goodness.
5 sips.
5 sips.
The original gangster, baby. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You can catch all of our episodes where you found this one, as well as on terrestrial and satellite radio across North America and Canada, and online at iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, CBS Radio, Radio.com, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, and pretty much any place you can listen to a podcast. The easiest way to find this show on your phone is to ask Alexa, Siri, or whoever the person is that talks back to you, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
But what if my wife talked back to me?
Your wife doesn't even talk to you. We love your feedback. You can reach us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. And our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at @sipsudsandsmokes. And our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands of other fans on these social media platforms. You can also check us out on Instagram @sipsudsandsmokes or @MadeManBob. Do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode. If you're listening to us online, it's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. I want to thank our co-host for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you. If I had to drink any one of these for the rest of the year and that's all I could drink, I could survive.
I think you could probably make
it. I think I could survive.
All right. Yeah, thank God.
That's a good way to put an episode.
And thank you, Harm.
Thank you, Bob, and I sincerely mean it. On the first show of the 2022 episodes. Thank you.
Yeah, but we're on a plywood table. Remember that. Though,
yeah, so. In a basement. And thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Bob. This is the way to start every year. That's all I have to say.
Drinking in the basement?
Yes, drinking in the basement every year.
That's pretty much every day around here. So, I mean,
that's a good start.
Yeah, I mean, we pretty much start most days this way, much less New Year's. So, it's like, well, this is Made Man Bob, and we want to thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And it's gentlemen,
not happening.
Here's to Betty White.
Cheers.
Cheers.
A gangster, cheers, baby.
The original.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.